From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is meeting Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Kabul. Obama's visiting the region on a fact-finding mission that he says will help him guide U.S. foreign policy if he's elected president. Earlier today, Obama had breakfast with U.S. troops stationed in Kabul. Obama has called for additional U.S. troops to be sent to Afghanistan to fight a resurgent Taliban. Obama's expected to visit Iraq next before traveling on to Egypt. Republican presidential candidate John McCain has criticized Obama for not spending enough time in Afghanistan and Iraq. He also opposes Obama's view of withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq as uninformed and against the advice of U.S. military commanders. McCain does not back a specific timetable for troop withdrawal. He'll give a speech tomorrow in Maine at the Military Museum in South Portland. There are reports from Afghanistan that at least four Afghan civilians have died in a mistaken attack by NATO troops. NATO troops reportedly fired mortars at rebels, but they fell short of their targets, striking the civilians. In a separate attack, Afghan officials say foreign forces used airstrikes in a mistaken attack on Afghan police officers. At least nine police officers were killed. NATO says it is investigating this report. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, ended Saturday's nuclear talks with Iran with a sharp warning. Come back with specific answers within 2 weeks. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
European leaders meeting with Iran in Geneva had hoped that the new softer language coming from Tehran presaged a possible breakthrough in negotiations over Iran's troubling nuclear enrichment program. They had warned the Iranians that the minimum expected is a freeze on building any more centrifuges used in nuclear enrichment. Iran currently has at least 3,000 centrifuges in operation. Javier Solana said after the talks ended that without such a specific commitment, still more sanctions could come from the UN Security Council, which has already shut down European operations of Iran's leading bank. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
The latest report on tropical storm Cristobal puts it about 45 miles east of Charleston, South Carolina. It's moving northeast at about 6 miles per hour. The storm is expected to remain off the coast through the weekend. But Martin Nelson of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says the North Carolina coast can expect to get hit with wind and rain over the next day or two.
Residents along the coast can expect, on top of the winds, can expect rains of about 3 to 5 inches.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Bertha has weakened back into a tropical storm. The Hurricane Center says Bertha is hundreds of miles east of Newfoundland in the open North Atlantic Ocean. This is NPR. There are about 36 wildfires still burning in California. That's down from some 2,000 fires that were burning a few weeks ago. Fire officials say they're getting help from cooler temperatures and slower winds. But of the fires that remain, some are large and tricky. California officials say a fire in California has burned an area the size of Rhode Island. It has been about 70% contained. Going into the last round of golf's British Open, Australian Greg Norman is blown into the lead. As Larry Miller reports from London, blow seems to be the operative word.
With winds gusting up to 48 miles an hour at the Royal Birkdale Golf Course, balls resting on the green moved without benefit of a putt. After three rounds of challenging weather, Australian Greg Norman is ahead with a two-stroke lead, though still only at par. At two over and right behind are last year's British Open winner Ireland's Padraig Harrington and Korea's KJ Choi. Norman said the wind made the last round one of the hardest of his career. At 53 years old, Norman is the sentimental favorite. Should he hold on to win, this would be his third British Open title, making him its oldest champion, breaking Tom Morris's record, who won when he was 46, back in 1867. The weather forecast for today? Big winds again. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The founder of the Unification Church is out of the hospital following a helicopter crash. The Reverend Sun Myung Moon and 15 other people were aboard a helicopter when it crashed into a mountain northeast of Seoul, South Korea. The chopper was carrying Moon's wife and other members of the Moon family. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.